So I've been saving a pumpkin for you to do for me.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Okay, I can do that.
It's all on you now.
Okay, great. Thanks. I need another thing on my list right now.
I know.
I really appreciate that. I promise
No.
you, I'll be walking around your neighborhood
At
just
this
whacking people's bushes. So don't even worry about it.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? Well, stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
So here's where we are, people. I went through a whole monologue of how Holly is going to have to carry the whole episode of 113 because I'm dragging. And I told all of you, you were going to have to like up your speed where I talk at like two times the speed because I'm really, really, really dragging. And then she went through how she has wedding brain and
Right.
she's not engaged and all
I
of this
said,
stuff.
yeah,
And
I said,
then,
you're going to have to carry the show
yeah.
because I'm here to respond to you. I'm here for it. But
And then
yeah.
she looks up and she goes, oh, wait, I forgot to hit record.
Wasn't recording.
Okay, we're doing real good,
You
people. Real, real
guys,
good.
I apologize. Well, you surprised me. I turned around and you were there and I'm in a different room and I got back from errands and I'm having a good, everything's great, but my brain is not
It's in
able
fun.
to.
Holly's in fun wedding mode,
I
but it's
am.
a lot. It's all those
Yeah.
details. We're now in detail mode that it overwhelms
So I
your
forgot to hit record, but we're recording now. Everything's fine. So
so
y'all didn't miss
welcome
much. Thank goodness I caught it
welcome
now. If we had done the whole episode
I
and
would have
gotten to the
killed you.
end,
I would have driven to St. Louis in my tired self and I would have killed you.
I
I would have
would
shown up
have.
to your house dressed up like a clown. That's what I would have done. All
It's fine. We would have
right.
just winged it. What's going on, watermelon?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I have no recollection. I don't know what happened Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday after we spoke, but I manipulated a few things for
Okay.
Friday and Monday. Because I have to use my personal days for Avery's wedding. So I needed to use a couple of sick days. So
You sound very ill.
I
You're just
am
getting
actually a
over it.
little, yes, no. I manipulated things Friday morning that I had to go by my doctors and then go on to Branson from there. And then I had to come by my doctors on Monday afternoon.
Okay, yeah, you had to check back to just,
So, no, a
Oh, a
different
different.
doctor.
Oh,
Yes.
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 Can florists count as your doctor? Can you just count them
Well,
as medical
I'm
procedures?
about to start because I'm about to start counting that as medical.
Yep, I think you
But
should.
yeah. So anyway, it's all right. I had to go by my dentist Friday morning and I had to go by my dermatologist on Monday afternoon.
It
And
happens. It happens.
that gave me a little extra driving time so that I could take my sick days and then by Friday evening be in Branson.
Excellent. Yes, you got to head to Branson. I'm a little
So
jealous. I'm in next year. Okay, next
okay,
year.
good.
If I hadn't,
Good.
yeah, I would 100% have been there, but
So I went with
brain.
my friend Beverly. Yeah, and I needed you for backup a little bit, Holly, because,
Uh-oh.
well, I'll get to that in a minute. But first, let me say we are driving through Mansfield, Missouri. And I went, hey, Mansfield, Missouri, home of Laura Ingalls Wilder. To which Beverly looked at me and goes, is she still living?
Oh,
I
Beverly.
said,
Okay,
I
wait.
hope
Someone's
not. I
I
said, I hope not.
Beverly.
And she looked at me. Of course, she was talking about Melissa Gilbert. It just was
Okay.
a wire crossing here.
I understand. I really do.
I
I get
just
it.
burst out laughing.
Oh,
And
that's
I said,
hilarious.
I hope not. And she said, why would you say that? And I said, well, she was born in what, the 1800s?
Exactly. What are you talking
And she was
about?
like, what?
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. I know, I would have loved that so much. I would have loved to mock Bev with you. So that would
Yes,
have been
is she
great.
still living? That was great. So we did. We got there, late afternoon, or I guess evening, Friday, and got in our thing, and we went to Sight and Sound to see The Miracle of Christmas.
Oh.
And it was just great. You know, Sight and Sound really does things. But she was like, later she looked at me and she said, how did they get those animals to be so still in the manger? I looked at her because they had a couple cows and horses. Mm-hmm. And I said, Beverly, those are animatronic.
Okay. Now, listen, they probably looked really good.
They looked real.
Because
they looked real. Yes,
they do a very good job of making stuff look real. Yes. So I'm going to give that to her.
But I have a good time making fun of her for that.
Of course.
We were on. So when I went to get tickets, I mean, we were so late in deciding what we wanted to do and all this stuff.
Right.
And so by the time I went to get tickets for us, there were seats on the very front row.
Oh, no.
Or in the way back. And so Beverly is deaf.
She has
a little, she can hear some, and with her hearing aids, she can, mm-hmm. she can hear, but she reads lips. And so I thought, well, I should get that front row. Right. We're sitting there with our necks hung back, those are our only two
options.
You were
right there in the thick of the action though, man.
Yes.
And she thought those animals were real being that close up to
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now I'm back on your side.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Well, and they did to give her, I will say, you know, they do have real animals that they walk up and down the aisles.
Right, they
and
walk
they
up and down.
Stage
yeah.
And,
okay.
You know, and so, but the ones in the manger were the animatronics. So.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, how fun. I just love a good, you know, I always say I'm not like a big show person, but the shows that I've gone to, I've enjoyed when you're in the mood, and especially at Christmas, it's just like, it just puts you in the mood, you know, and they're done very well. And even if it's not the great, you know, I don't know. They just, you get all the warm fuzzies. You really start to get them. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It is a lot
it
of
is.
Fun. So good. Okay.
We had a good time.
So y'all did that on Friday.
We did that on Friday, and we were going to wait and go to Silver Dollar City on Sunday. Cause typically the crowds are less, but here's the deal. We were looking for things to do. And nothing starts until, like, even I said, you know, one thing we could do is go to like some of the little shows that we wanted to see at Silver Dollar City and knock those out and then go, you know, to the landing, go do the golf cart tour, go do, you know, whatever we wanted after that. But the shows didn't start there until like 3 PM. And that was throwing things off.
At
so then
Silver
I started,
Dollar City?
Mm-hmm. At Silver Dollar City.
Oh, interesting.
Because they're open from 10 to 9. Because we're on that Christmas thing.
Right. So, no, I know, but I just thought they ran stuff more all day long.
Yeah, it would have been more helpful if they had something.
That is odd. I thought they ran them several times throughout the day.
Yeah. Well, they do, but they didn't start till 3.
Okay.
So, and then they go into the night.
Okay.
But anyway, so finally, I've kind of looked around at schedules and stuff. So we went to Silver Dollar City on Saturday, which turned out to be the better day because it was
good.
It was misty, rainy. I mean, it wasn't raining, but it was just, you know, everything's kind of wet and all of that. And
just sort of moody.
It was just kind of, yeah. So, but there wasn't as many people. So
that was a
big bonus.
With the worse weather, you know, all the people with strollers and kids and all that, you know, are not going to want to probably do that day if they can help it. Oh, good.
So,
oh, smart.
So, and I mean, we knocked it out because we had other plans that we were going to do Sunday. And so we went, I mean, from daylight to we opened her up and shut her down.
Oh, lovely. Y'all
and
did
so,
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was great. Then what? Oh, I know what I need to tell you. You know, our little pickers that we love so much.
Of course.
Had a little heart episode.
Who did?
Bailey, Greg Bailey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did he really?
And so he wasn't there the night before we got there. He, his heart started racing and it wouldn't slow down. So he had to go to the emergency room.
AFib.
He probably knew I was in town.
Well, I think you got his heart. You stirred his nature.
That's what it was. He could feel my presence there. And
he
it
did.
Just got him going.
I think that's what happened. That's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, they gave him some medicine and, told him to go to bed for a few days.
God bless his heart. So, well, we'll be praying for him for sure that he just gets fighting fit because this is a busy, you know, busy time of year for him and everyone. So,
it was great. And then Sunday morning, we got up and went to Dogwood Canyon.
Oh, nice.
nice.
Which is very nice. Now, here's what we did, though. We took the tram. I've never done the tram because we have hiked. So if you don't know, Dogwood Canyon, y'all, is Johnny Morris. It's one of his conservation projects. And when Johnny Morris does something,
anything,
he does it right.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. I have not been to Dogwood Canyon, but I'm just saying the other things.
Have you never been?
No. And we just haven't been very often down there as much as you do. But I know it's on my list.
So, I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. And normally, because I'm with Ron and the boys and we hike it, you can hike into Arkansas. I mean, it's a, it's a long hike, but it's beautiful. I mean, you stop, you look, you know, beautiful hike. And so we've always done that, but Beverly's son had done the tram or something. She was talking about where you can go see the animals. Well, sure enough, I said, okay, well, let's do the tram.
So we
got our tickets and paid for the tram. And, you know, they drove us pretty much through all the walking path that we normally do. But the guy, our tour guide, his name was Bobby, and he was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, good.
But he, I mean, a wealth of information. And then we got to go up to where the animals are, and he has all kinds of elk up there. He's got buffalo. Texas longhorns. It was fantastic. But so we got up there, and he said, "Now y'all are at the right time for this." Because he said the elk have gotten, they've been fighting all summer and they got their alpha male.
Okay.
And he is with his harem.
Okay.
And so sure enough, here we go. And here are all these, you can see the elk out there, you know, the elk have the antlers out there and they're all kind of grouped, you know, they're just laying in the grass and you go on up. Well, there's a big alpha male.
Oh.
And he's sitting there and all of, do they call them does? I don't, the female elk, they are all in a circle around him.
Oh, he's the king daddy.
He is the king daddy. It was
living large.
Hilarious to see.
That is so funny.
It is hilarious to see.
Oh my word.
Yeah. And, and he said, and then he said, and they stay separate. He keeps his eye on the other males.
Okay.
And he said, they're not going to come near the female.
You young bucks better stay up out of my circle.
That's right. He's the alpha male. He is. He's won the fights. He said, but as soon as the rut is over, they're all back to being friends again.
They're all back together. Isn't that interesting? Back.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. But you better not go near his harem.
No, not for this little time. This little.
Right. So it was fantastic.
That's
awesome.
I mean,
it just was great. Then we went down to the landing and, Ron told me the only thing that I could buy while I was at Silver Dollar City or in Branson was gum. So
was everything. What?
Gum.
Gum?
Uh-huh.
He told Beverly you could buy gum.
Beverly only let her buy gum while she's gone. So everything became gum.
Yeah, there's a lot of gum.
I bought a lot of gum.
Yes, you did.
I bought a lot of gum.
So, I bet you did.
So, and
hang on one second. I'm sorry. I think it might be my car alarm. No, hang on. Oh.
Should I say things about Holly while she's not here to defend herself?
It's the neighbors. Okay.
Oh, shoot. Here she comes.
Okay. Sorry. I'm so sorry. No, it was the neighbors.
All right.
Anyway. All right. Carry on.
Okay. So what do we do?
So was anything different at Silver Dollar City? Like any, I mean, was it pretty much, you know, kind of what it usually is at Christmas?
Pretty much
which is lovely.
It was gorgeous. And, you know, we got to ride the train 3 times.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. You really did
She loved it as much as I love
it.
Okay, good. So we got to ride the train 3 times.
Oh.
And, but we actually went, so when we were sitting down at the landing, we were looking at different things to do Sunday afternoon. And somebody had recommended a show to us and I said, Beverly, look that up and see. And she did. And she was like, Holly, why are they? These tickets are just outrageous. I think they were like almost $100 to go see. And I finally looked at her and I said, you know, if we just want to go back to Silver Dollar City, I'm fine to go walk around and look at the lights. We've done everything we need to do.
Yep.
So there's no pressure. We can just go look
just
at lights.
Just go sit somewhere, go get some cider.
Because
just,
we have,
you know,
season tickets.
Watch
so
people.
It's paid for.
That's fun. Yeah.
So we did, we, we went back, and that was actually, there were a lot more people there, but mm-hmm. we laughed. I mean, we're so glad we went back because, there were just some things that we had missed that.
Yeah. It just makes it so you can just be more relaxed and,
right.
and just poke around a little more, and you're not rushing.
Be on a schedule. And
yep.
right.
Yep. Yeah. I love that. That's how I like to do it.
So that was good. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
No, that's what we did.
Did you get me something at Silver Dollar City? Did you get what you were supposed to get?
I did. I secured the peppermint taffy.
Yes.
Not $100 worth.
For those of you who don't know the story, but we'll have to retell it closer to Christmas. But the Christmas miracle, the Christmas taffy miracle that she pulled off last
that.
Year.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll tell that closer to Christmas. And but she calls me, of course, she in the car on Friday, and I'm already out and about running around. I think I don't even know what I was doing, but anyway. And she's like, we're heading to Branson. It's your last chance. Come on, get in the car. And I was like, oh, man, I wish. And then you asked if I wanted some taffy. And, of course, I was like, yes, please get me some peppermint. And then Beverly goes, you want $100 worth?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I don't need that much. I don't need that much. But anyway, so I'm very happy about that. That's all that matters.
But here's why. This is where I needed you. Beverly has no slowdown button.
Oh, I've got one of those.
Holly and I both have the let's get our coffee and go sit on the porch for
yes.
a couple hours.
For a couple hours,
we
maybe.
Get going.
Yes.
Maybe we need to come back in the afternoon and just, you know, have a
take
snack
another break, a little coffee break.
You know, we are, you know,
yes.
take our time. Let's take our time mm-hmm, and look mm-hmm. at nature and you know, mm-hmm. We are on like slow mode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beverly is like a chipmunk.
She's a go, go, goer, huh?
I mean, we are up and we are going and we are not coming home until it's time to lay the head down on the pillow.
Okay. Well, that is kind of Branson. That is what you end up doing. It feels like, but yeah.
Well, amp that up with Beverly because she said the second day she said, I wish I could be more like you and Holly, just so laid back. Y'all are just so laid back. And I wish I could be more like you and Holly. And I thought, and I went, I do too.
Yeah, we do too.
I do too right now. I'm dying.
Oops. Yeah, you probably are exhausted.
We came in. Oh, I'm about to when I get off this, I'm going to crash.
Yes.
No, when I came home Saturday, to the condo Saturday, I literally came in and I tried to listen to a podcast. All I remember is, and with Progressive, that was it.
That's all you got.
Last I never heard.
Okay, great.
I never heard.
Awesome.
That was it.
You were done. You were done. Yeah. That's a lot of walking. That's a lot of walking and doing. You end up, you know.
Yep.
Walking and walking. So that's awesome. Yeah. Well, what a good time. It makes me want to go. I don't know. Maybe Tim and I can, maybe we can squeeze down there between, I was going to say between Thanksgiving and Christmas. What am I talking about? But you know, I don't know. Cause I really wanted him to do the, that golf cart tour with the Christmas animal. Like that was so fun at Top of the Rock.
Maybe we should all go after Christmas.
I know, but see, we've got kids coming in.
Oh,
we're doing Christmas kind of over New Year. We're doing, well, Thatcher's Thatcher's going to be here for a decent amount of time, you know, at Christmas, which is great. And, but so Avery and Joey had told us, they said, hey, you know, we thought we'd kind of do what you and Dad did and just alternate every year doing Christmas with one, you know, family and then New Year's. Have Christmas over New Year's with the other and then flip-flop it the next year. Cause Tim and I did that for our whole marriage. And it really, it just, especially, I mean, Avery and Joey, they've got, you know, it's traveling, but even with us just living an hour and a half or so away from Tim's parents, we just always did that way. Everyone just kind of knew and it can change. Right. We're like, if it needs to change guys, like, you know, it's not set in stone, but anyway, so they're going to do Christmas with Joey's mom down there and then come up here for New Year's and do Christmas. And my thing is always like, it doesn't matter to me at all. The only thing that I would want is for the kids to coordinate it so that they're doing it together, you know, so we can all be, and it may not happen all the time, but if you can, because that's, you know, that's the fun. And we did that with Tim's brother and wife and kids for years too. We just coordinated it pretty well so that we could have that time together. So anyway, they were telling us that, and I'm like, great, awesome. So that way Thatcher can, and we were telling Thatcher, you know, well, they're coming, you know, so we're going to do Christmas, you know, over New Year's. And he was like, what? He goes, I'm going to be there Christmas. I'm going to have two Christmases. Uh-huh. I get two.
Uh-huh. And he's going to pull the Caleb. He's going to get salty and mad like Caleb Shank did.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm like, well, yes, honey. I mean, we'll do some, but what do you mean we're not going to have Christmas on Christmas? And I'm like, you are 25. You need to calm down.
Yes, I can come to our house.
He was so funny. He's like, that's, what do you mean? Funny. I'm like, honey. No.
Yes.
Just, you're fine. Yes, we will do something, but don't expect like, you know.
I'll tell him to call Caleb and they can.
Whatever. I'm like,
mourn together.
Little brat hole. What are you talking about? He was so funny. I'm like, we'll do something, but we're not doing like a whole nother Christmas. We're going to do our Christmas stuff over New Year's. So, okay. Anyway.
It's hilarious.
Yes. Coordinating plans. So it's a lot of fun. Yeah. So all that is to say that you're right. Cause that would be fun to just pop down right after Christmas.
Yeah.
If we weren't having, we might do that on the years that that they are here on Christmas, then we could still pop down. But
yeah,
I'll see if we, I don't know if we can squeeze it in, but I kind of think we won't. It'd be so fun.
Well, you've got a lot going on this year. So
we do. And I just need to be home. I need to just calm down.
Okay. Well, tell me any Thanksgiving decorating tips you've got.
Okay. Well, I mean, my one that this is just not going to be anything super thrilling or super innovative, but one of my favorite memories growing up, we always did Thanksgiving at my mom's parents in Kansas City. They lived over in Kansas City, and they would come for Christmas to us, and we would go, and they would come for Easter too. But we would go over there for Thanksgiving and all the great aunts, and then we'd do the plaza lights at, you know, when they turn on Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving and all that. But anyway, we'd have a wonderful Thanksgiving meal. And for many years, I remember that my grandpa and I would go out, and there was kind of a little patch of woods or fields kind of nearby, I guess just undeveloped kind of land. They were out in Lee's Summit. And we'd drive over that and walk around, and we'd collect stuff for the centerpiece, stuff to decorate for Thanksgiving. So that was just such a good, there's not a lot of time you're kind of just with your grandpa. I mean, I did quite a bit. I mean, we were close, you know, but it was just kind of a fun little thing that we did. And we'd go out and we'd clip stuff and find stuff and branches and bring it back and make an arrangement. So that would be my ideal, is go wander in the woods
and just
find some beautiful dried. In fact, there's some, I'm not gonna lie, Tim said he'd go get this for me. There's some up at the Sam's. At the Sam's gas station right up where we live. Mm-hmm. We were getting gas the other day, and I looked over, and it's like not in a planting area. It's just on the edge of the, I don't know, like there's a little, anyway, on the edge between the parking lot and the highway. And there was these beautiful dried grass with the big tufts on the top. And I was like, look at those. I said, I want those. And Tim said he'd go back and get them for me, but I don't know if he's going to do it. So I said, nobody needs those. I mean, they are pretty for everyone to look at. So it's probably bad for me to. Well, so just go to your stamp, go to, you know, and just cut down people's landscaping. That's my suggestion.
So here is one thing that Holly, you and I did. Well, you did.
What I do.
When my sister got married, she got married in November, and you came down for the wedding, and we just kind of, it was a second wedding. So it was out in her pasture, and you know,
it was
nothing
really cute. It was
nothing
sweet.
Formal,
it was just a sweet little
country,
small country outside wedding. It was very sweet. Yeah.
So, but we took a pumpkin and we cleaned out the pumpkin, and we just went, just like you said, in the woods,
we scavenged.
And we found all kinds of things and made this beautiful arrangement.
Yeah, it really was. Do you have pictures of it? You should post.
I need to go back and look and see if I can find any.
I know we had a picture of it because it was really pretty.
It was so pretty. Mm-hmm. But so I've been saving a pumpkin for you to do for me.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Okay. Uh-huh. I can do that.
It's all on you now.
Okay. Hey, thanks. I need another thing on my list right now.
I know.
I really appreciate that. I promise you I'll be walking around your neighborhood just whacking people's bushes. So don't even worry about it. Be like, Joni, did you know there's this lady?
I will probably on Thanksgiving have a florist to do something for me. You. And then you're going to go get cedar for the next day because we got to start decorating for Christmas.
Okay. Oh my God. Look at this, you guys. I'm going to be exhausted. And tired and worn out from the wedding. And she's got all these jobs she wants me to do when I come down there.
It's therapy for you. You love it.
I do, but I need therapy of doing nothing.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm getting sidetracked, but y'all get your natural stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, and we even talked, we have a friend, well, y'all have heard us talk about him. Boogie is a pheasant hunter up in Iowa. Mm-hmm. I mean, get those long feathers. If you've got somebody
I have some that they did last year that they brought. Yeah. That was the one thing I'm like, get me the pelt, get me the tail feathers. And I decorate with those. And I love that. I do love that.
Those, the cattails, the, you know, all of those things, just walk around, take a afternoon with your family and just go for a little walk and gather.
Yeah, it's really fun. It, even with younger kid, you know, it that's a great idea. And you can just kind of do it and you know, or you know, it's a good activity. I mean, some people, of course, we kind of want some of the decorating, you know, already done. But like, it's a great little thing. So I kind of remember that's what Grandpa and I would do it kind of while everyone was bustling around in the kitchen. It kind of gives you something to like go, you know, with the maybe the littler ones and gives you an activity to kind of do to, and then they come in and make it or bake it on the back porch or whatever it is and bring it in. So yeah, that's a really good idea. I know I've done different things for Thanksgiving tables. You know, usually pretty, traditional. I like to do the browns and, I've got a lot of brown and white dishes. So I do like to do those. And one year though, I went crazy. It was several years ago. And I decided to use some of my blue and white.
I remember that. It was lovely.
And I had a lot of orange accent. Yeah. The pumpkin, I kind of had blue and white and orange. And I did really like it. It was real different for me for that, you know, but I really liked that. So if you have a lot of blue and white, if you're a blue and white person and you think, you know, because to me, I mostly use my blue and white dishes in the summer because that's just what I switch out. And that just feels really summery to me, but they are definitely year round because you pair that with beautiful pumpkins, beautiful brown colors, you know, and so forth. And you can make a really, really, really pretty, Thanksgiving table. So try something different, you know, I bet you're excited to have your Thanksgiving dishes.
I do. So last year that was what I bought for myself. Well, I think some I got for, my birthday and there are other things that I just, you know, would
buy
little things added to it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Williams Sonoma had a beautiful autumn plaid charger. Mm-hmm. My kids say, so it's a plate for a plate. I'm like, yes.
Yes, that is what it is.
And they mock me for that, but it was a beautiful little autumn plaid charger. And then it has pumpkin plates. Mm-hmm. That go on top of that.
Yeah.
And so I've since now added the mugs and the salad plates.
There you go. So you're all set. That's so nice. That's so fun. Very fun. I'm going to do very low key this year because we're just going to do a little Thanksgiving, with on Tuesday after wedding. And before we come down to see y'all, we're going to do just a little, Thatcher will be here again. He's like, I get all the Thanksgiving.
Get all the,
he's like, I've got one of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
Settle down. But, you know, we'll do a little something with my dad and Tim's mom and Tim and I and Thatcher. Just, you know, again, I've ordered all the food. I just placed the order. Yeah. I'm like, I cannot fathom cooking anything, which is fine. That's fine. So
that's
give yourself grace if you need that too. Yep. And it'll be fun. We'll really enjoy it. So we'll do that Tuesday and then we'll carry on. So it's a good time of year. It's lovely. It's hot here. It's hot as all blaze. Well, today it was like 68, but yesterday it was warm. It's been warm and rainy.
Okay. So decorating, try to get as natural stuff. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I would go ahead now and start pressing like your linens. Thank you. My words.
Yes. Cause that is something that gets done at the last minute. You don't think about it. And there's nothing worse than having to be drag out the ironing board and iron a big old tablecloth.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead while you've got time. Yep. I mean, get things that need to be cleaned that are going to be out of your space. Like right now I'm doing my upstairs because nobody's here and I can do that. Nobody's living in it. You know, when you're living in it, it's continually going to get messed up.
Right. Exactly.
But the things that the rooms that you're not living in, you know, get them ready, shut the door, whatever.
Put the big police tape, put the big caution tape. That's right. Tape big over X, it.
Yes. Don't you dare walk in.
Police line. Do not cross.
And then, you know, but get your linens pressed. If you're using any silver, go ahead and get that polished.
Yes, that's
a big
one.
You do not want this last minute stuff.
No, those two are, if you save those till last minute, you will be sad.
If there are things that you can freeze, go ahead and start cooking and freezing. Yep. I promise you, you may be tired right now, but it's not going to be like the tired that you are trying to, and all your people are going to be here. I mean, I don't want to be stuck in the kitchen.
No, that's my main thing. It's not the work. People, I mean, the work is hard, but it's like the older I get, the more I'm just like,
I just want to,
you know, hang out with people, and they all can help now too, because they're grown. So it's a totally different story. But still you have to plan it and think about it. Yeah. All your breads, all your like sweet breads, pumpkin bread, zucchini bread, strawberry bread, you know, just start baking those bad boys and wrap them up good and stick them in the freezer. Yeah. And even just do, you know, double, triple, quadruple everything. Cause you'll use those all through Christmas.
You will.
You know, you can just have it to pull out. If you forget a gift for somebody, you go to their house and last minute, you took a put a bow on that bad boy and
take it. That's right.
Those are good tips. So, okay. That's good.
Okay. That's a good reminder. Thanksgiving's coming up and y'all just breathe. Take a minute and just stop. I mean, we get so busy in all the hustle and bustle. I mean, just with work and coming home and, you know, you got to get your exercise in, you got to cook, you got to go to the grocery, you got to run your errands, you got to all of this. Just take a minute, y'all, to just stop and look at how the Lord has blessed you. Mm-hmm. I mean, just every day this month. I mean, just really, you know, and just thank him for his goodness. We all have things we're going through. We all have, you know, we're suffering loss. We're suffering, you know, anxiousness. We're suffering whatever it is that people are going through for any degree. I mean, what the unknown, you know, what's coming around the corner? What's this going to look like? What's that? But y'all really, if you look, I think we can all agree that even in our craziness, the Lord has just been so, so good to us. Mm-hmm. And even in the hard times, there's a glimmer of light and it's all working out for your good.
Yeah.
And so I just encourage you, take a little time to just reflect on his goodness and the things that are right in your life. And instead of, it's easy to get in that spiral of this is wrong, this is wrong, this is, you know, instead of focusing on the good. Yeah,
and that's a thing we've talked about, you know, and in the past a little bit too. It is something that the more you do it, the easier it is to do, because it's literally how we've talked about how our brains are wired. It's like, I don't know how to put it in the right words because my brain is fried, but it's like your brain hears everything as a statement of fact. Okay. So instead of you saying like, oh, I wonder, you know, maybe there's a lot of bad going on and I don't know, maybe, you know, you kind of ask, I wonder this or I wonder that. And your brain hears it as there's a lot of bad going on. And then what it does is it goes into proving you right. Okay. So it looks for evidence to back up what you're telling it as input. You know, I've talked about this before. It's like, instead of being like, oh, I'm a bad mom, then your brain goes into gear and goes, oh yeah, okay, bad mom. Let's find reasons and evidence to support this thing that my person is telling me to do. And it looks around. Yep. You didn't get the, you know, form signed. And yep, you know, you forgot to bring the cupcakes and we'll look over here. It literally looks to prove you right. So you can use that to your advantage. And in the reverse of what you just said, if you are looking for the things that are going well, or the things that are, you know, to be grateful for, people talk about that all the time. And it's this thing in psychology. It's actually the one emotion that I heard several people have talked about this, that can counter anxiety is gratitude.
Attitude of gratitude.
Because it just, it does something to your brain. So if you are looking for it, your brain will help you to find those things. So even if you are in a hard season, like you said, which we all are going to, you know, go through hard seasons throughout many times in our lives, maybe.
Yeah.
Looking for that, your brain will help you, and God will help you find it.
Yeah. You know, and y'all, you have to, I can remember when, you know, I had three boys underfoot, it was it was just a constant whirlwind over here, and I would just be, you know, stretched out.
Yeah. You know? That's a lot.
And I can remember the laundry piled up and trying to get through all that and just stopping and going, God, thank you that my family has clothes to wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank you that we have enough food to make all these dishes dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you that. And you've got to kind of do that.
You do.
To get through it.
To make it through it.
I mean, but seriously, all the clothes that we went through, y'all, there's a lot of people who would love to have clothes to wash or to have dishes to have to, you know, stick in the dishwasher, or to have a dishwasher or to, you know, and I never will forget. I had, when JB was a little boy, I mean, I didn't even have Caleb yet. So he's sitting up, but I had run a quick errand. You know how a quick errand turns into like not a quick errand.
Yes. I'm familiar.
And I just had to stop at the grocery store because I had to get a couple of things. I'm going through and JB is at the end. He's done.
Yeah.
And I did not grab a diaper bag on the way out because it was just a quick errand. So I go by, as soon as you walked in the Piggly Wiggly, there was the big donut counter. I grabbed a donut, chocolate donut for that kid, just to get him to shut up.
We didn't have iPhones, guys. We didn't have iPads. We had to use food. Okay.
Sugar. We had to give him sugar.
We had to use cookies and food. Okay.
Grabbed a donut for him, which was stupid.
Yes. The chocolate one, Joni, that was not smart.
I know. And I don't care. I'm just trying to get through the grocery store. I just had to get it. Anyway, y'all, by the time I get to the, you know, the canned goods, there is chocolate all over this child. So it is dripping off of his eyelashes. I mean, and this old woman stops and she starts talking to JB. I am about to die. I am so embarrassed that I have gotten, this is my first one. You know, the third one, I was like, the third one, whatever.
First ones, we mess them up a little.
Third one's got boogers hanging out of his nose. I don't care.
Whatever.
You know, but the first one, I am so embarrassed that this woman is talking to my child and I have let him get such a disaster there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I start trying to make excuses, I guess, but she's just cooing and gooing and talking to him. And she said, I have four boys. She said, there's nothing like them. They are so sweet. And I said, yes, ma'am, but they sure are a mess. And because for me, I'm trying to make an excuse
of course,
you know, I'm not a bad mom. I'm just, you know, whatever. I don't know. Right. I don't know. I'm trying to get out of the situation.
Yep.
And this woman got a big, huge crocodile tear that ran down her face. And she put her old wrinkled hand on my arm. And she said, honey, one day you're going to miss that mess. And I always remember that. I mean, when I would get overwhelmed, when things were just a disaster, I just would be like, I'm going to miss this. Mm-hmm. One day I'm going to miss this. Mm-hmm. So far, I'm not there yet.
So far, it's feeling pretty great right now. So far. No, but her point is well made. And what a perfect way to encourage a younger mom. And not in the, like, not in a scoldy way. She wasn't, because some people are like, oh, it goes so fast. You should just enjoy it. And you're like, you feel even worse because you're not enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's not enjoyable at the time. It's not. Let's just be honest. No. Yeah. It's not a lot of fun, a lot of it. But
her sentiment, statement was, mm-hmm. one day you're going to miss this.
Yeah.
And with that was said, and the tear, of course, you know, I mean, it was like the crying Indian, you know, back mm-hmm. on TV years ago. It was that she said, without saying, this is going to go by in a flash.
Yeah.
Is what she was saying.
And just to take the, she was saying, don't worry about the mess.
And so,
you know, it won't always be here. The mess won't always be there.
Look, enjoy the journey. Mm-hmm. In the hard times, you know, mm-hmm. just, it's a journey.
Yep.
No matter what happens, it's a journey, and find something and give thanks.
That's right. Absolutely. And another thing to do is to help, like, you know, sometimes it's hard in your own life situation or whatever, but, you know, if there's a way that you can reach out and bless someone in even a small way, that will help. You know, sometimes our minds just get so stuck on ourselves and our situation, and that's easy to do. We all do it, but that's another one of those kind of cures to, you know, whatever I'll say selfishness, but I don't, you know, you all know what I mean, but
well, it's self-centeredness, self-focused
is, you know, just there's a little something you can do for somebody else. You know, that just, it feels good and fuels your positive feeling. I had the cutest little story. Speaking of just tiny moments of just something that was just really, really sweet. So I took, my mother-in-law took Susan to go vote this last week. And, it was real easy. It was fine. And we went in and took us a little bit. She has her walker and it was pretty crowded in there. Lots of people and all that. But anyway, we got it done, and I finished and she finished. And, I was getting her up, to go put the ballots in the machine. And there was a gentleman coming up, walking to do the same thing. And he had a walker. He had a fancy walker. It was like a high tech, but he wasn't an older gentleman, but he had some physical impairments mm-hmm. and disabilities. But he was talking away and kind of asking where to go, and his caregiver, or whoever was with him, you know, relative, I don't know who it was walking with them anyway. So I was just getting Susan up. And so I said, you all go and we'll follow you. And da, da, da. So they did, and they went out and ahead of us. And then Susan and I put our ballots in, and then we were heading out. And as we were going out back into the parking lot, we passed this man, and he was waiting on the curb there at the library. And then his, whoever was with him, lady, was going to go get the car. And anyway, so we just kind of walked by him, and we had gotten a really good parking spot. That was another blessing. That is a good thing about going with your handicapped having mother-in-law, is you get to have a good parking spot. Anyway, and so we were right there, and I get out there. It's raining. It rained the whole day. It's pouring down rain. But we get in, and I get her in and get her situated, and I get the walker, and I'm going to the back of the car, the van, and I'm putting it in. And all of a sudden, I hear, good job, good job. And I was like, what? And I look over, and it's this man on the sidewalk there waiting, and he's looking at me, and he's giving me a thumbs up, and he's going, good job. Yeah. You did a good job. And I was like, thank you. You know, it meant a lot to him.
Right.
To see someone out caring for the people that, you know, someone that needed help. And he realized more than anyone, hey, that's, he needs help and he couldn't do the things that he needs to do. And it was just very sweet. He was just over there cheering me on from the curb. And
that's awesome. Because like, oh, he's sweet. He understands what it is to be vulnerable.
Yeah. He knew. He was like, you're helping her so she can vote and do her thing. Just like I have someone helping me, you know, takes
That's awesome.
It was real sweet. I was like, well, look at you. So people are pretty great. Now, then there was another dude. Tim and I went to a movie together. We went to a movie at the movie theater.
So proud of you.
That doesn't happen. Maybe.
I know. I haven't been to a movie in forever.
Maybe. Because, quite frankly, I prefer watching them at home unless it's like a really, you know, like when the Star Wars ones come out or the Lord of the, you know, something really big, or if we're with the kids or we're some, you know, Thanksgiving or doing something fun like that. But we had seen a trailer for this movie. It was Conclave. I don't know if you've seen it. It's about the Vatican. The Pope dies and they have to replace the Pope. But anyway, I won't review the whole, it was a good, the acting was good. The cast was very good. It had Jeremy Irons and John Lithgow and Anthony Tucci and Isabella Rossellini. It's a very, really good cast. And it was, had really good visuals. And it was all that behind the scenes of the conclave and then, you know, how they choose the next Pope and all the politicking and stuff. So I loved that. The story was a little flat and it had a weird ending that we were kind of like, and so, but it was enjoyable, but we just wanted to go. Tim called. He's like, I'm done with work. Let's go. So we did. Then we're in the movie and there was this dude in the row in front of me. Now, again, these are these big old rows. So it's not like he was right there.
Yeah.
If he was, I probably would have said something, but big old loungy chair rows. But this dude, and he several times throughout the movie was on his phone.
Oh. Right?
Blinding light of that phone. And I was getting triggered. I ain't gonna lie, because you know what? I didn't come here and pay this much money and get this big old bucket of popcorn and sneak my wine in my little insulated cup to sit here and look at your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
I almost started throwing popcorn at him. Like, Tim, I'm fixing about to throw some popcorn at him. Cause I'm like, he wouldn't turn it on. Now he did turn it, but several times he turned it on. And I'm just like, and I guess they just don't realize that like the people behind you, like,
yeah, I don't know.
We're in a movie. If you're going to not be in the movie, then go in the lobby and go play and go do on your phone. And this wasn't a young guy. This was a middle age. Like, this was a, you know, older dude, maybe even older than me. I don't know. Doesn't matter. But I almost started throwing popcorn at him. I'm like, I'm fixing to just start pelting him with this popcorn on his head. Tim was like, Holly, settle down. Drink your wine.
Yeah. The older I get, the less attached to my phone I'm becoming.
Well, yeah, I just...
I think I'm just kind of done. You know, it's just kind of been that, I'm done.
Well, my thing is, if you're in a movie, it's one thing when you're at home. It even bothers me at home sometimes when people, and I do it.
No, I know, but it was rude.
It's like even if you're watching TV and then we're on the phones, I'm like, this is just a lot. But you're in a movie.
Yeah.
You paid money to be here.
Yeah, put your phone down and be present.
Put your phone down and watch the movie or leave. Or like you said, I'm a big stickler on rudeness. So I'm like, that's rude. You were, and I guess he just had no clue.
Yeah.
I literally was about to say something because I'm like, because it was at the beginning and it was on and on and on. I thought if he didn't turn that thing off.
Yeah.
And then he finally did, but then he turned it back on a few more times. I'm like,
yeah.
Yep. Anyway, that was grumpy Holly moment. So. That's fine.
Well, are you ready for my recipe?
I am. And it's your top three too, right? So I don't have to do anything.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's
your
mine.
Top three, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry. I had a panic moment. I'm ready.
No,
for
I'm
your...
saying no, you don't have to do anything.
Thank goodness. I am ready for your recipe. What do you have for us?
I am going. This is my dad's cranberry salad. Ooh. Now, I'm not a fan of cranberry salad, especially when people chunk it out of the can. You know, it's just
that's
that round
cranberry sauce.
Jiggly.
That's cranberry jelly.
I know, but this has that. Okay. So this is a cranberry salad and you're going to make fun of it that it's a salad, but that's what
because
it is.
Because it has Cool Whip and pretzels and who knows
what.
Well. Okay.
Shut up. Hey.
It's a salad. It's fine.
My dad's. Look, but mocking my daddy's dead. Okay. Here's what you need. You need 2 cans of whole cranberry sauce, a cup of water, and one 6-ounce package of Jell-O. And here's why I say Jell-O. Around this time of year, they have cranberry Jell-O. If you can get that, get that.
That's true. This is the only time of year they have it.
Yeah. Right. But sometimes it's hard to find. So if you can't find the cranberry Jell-O, get cherry gelatin.
Okay. There you go. Or yep.
Cherry Jell-O. All right.
Yep.
You need 1 20-ounce can of crushed pancake, crushed pineapple, not pancake.
Crushed pancakes.
Stop. It's been a long day. It's been a long weekend.
This salad's getting better and better.
Okay. Scratch the pancake.
Okay. Okay.
1 20-ounce can of crushed pineapple. And you need that in heavy syrup. Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Don't get it in its own juice because it will be way too acidic and your Jell-O won't set up.
Oh, that's a good tip because I would have for sure gotten just the juice. When I never get the heavy syrup.
That's what I always, like, I never get the heavy syrup either.
You're right. That would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. And then you need a cup of chopped pecans.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So in your saucepan, you're going to combine the cranberry sauce and the water and boil just until that sauce is dissolved. And then you add your dry gelatin, your pineapple with the syrup and the nuts. And then pour it in a 9x13 pan and let it chill, you know, overnight, probably overnight or like 15 hours, something like that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You want that, you know, you just want that Jell-O to set up. So meanwhile, get your topping. And
here
you're going to want to do.
Here comes, guys. Here comes. You thought you
Listen,
were safe.
You got to do this. This is a quick and easy thing for Thanksgiving or Christmas, but you've got to do it the day. You've got to do it the day ahead. Okay.
Right.
So
okay.
Yeah. Your topping, just get like your mixing bowl that goes on your mixer and crumble up one 8-ounce package of cream cheese and a 6-ounce package of marshmallows. I think.
Oh,
I think,
here we go. Yep. Yep. I love it.
I think those marshmallows are actually like 6 1/4. If you can't find those, a lot of times all I can find are like the 12-ounce or the 10, you know, just guesstimate it. You'll be all right.
Mini marshmallows or what marshmallow yeah, form yeah. would you say?
Yeah, just your regular, your little marshmallows.
Your little ones. Okay.
The little ones, not the big.
Yeah.
Not the big ones.
Okay.
The little ones. And then you need a pint of heavy whipping cream. That is 2 cups for those of you that are, you know, mathematically challenged some. A pint of heavy whipping cream.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you are going to place all that just in layers in your mixing bowl, your cream cheese, marshmallows, and then you pour your whipping cream over it. Cover it with some saran wrap and chill it for about 15 hours.
Just layered like that.
Yes.
Not mixed up yet.
Don't mix it up. It's just going to sit there. It's going to sit there overnight in your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ready to serve, whip up that topping mixture and spread it on top of the salad.
Okay.
And it is fantastic.
That sounds really good. Truly.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. I love a good cranberry Jell-O set. Susan made a really good one too. At Thanksgiving, same thing, crunchy, you know, pecans and they're so good.
Yeah.
And they're so pretty on the plate. They just that beautiful jellied red, you know, they're so pretty. This is another one too, that you could do if you wanted to, and actually they'd firm up more quickly if you wanted to do individual ramekins or clear glass and then put a dollop of the topping. Like if you wanted it to be
kind of
pretty, you could definitely do that.
And then it wouldn't take up space on your plate.
Right.
Maybe I need to do that.
And it'd be real pretty. And then they would also set up more quickly in your fridge because it would just be a smaller, you know. Anyway, that's a little tip for you.
There's a little something.
Okay.
Something.
Stick a little cranberry on the top. You're done. Excellent. Okay. Are you ready for your top three?
Top three.
I am, if I can get to it here. Okay.
Excellent. I can't wait.
I forgot because last time I thought it was mine and it was yours, right?
I know. Yep.
And
I
so
mm-hmm.
Now maybe I don't, hang on.
Maybe I don't have
maybe
anything.
I don't have. No, I will say I bought some Christmas lights off and I just got them on Amazon, but they are just rolled. I mean, it's just a rolled up thing and it just went right around my Christmas tree.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was nice. And they're the warm white. Mm-hmm. It was just, I'll post that one.
Nice. Nice.
I do like that. And I'm going to just go on record and say one of my favorite things, my top three in life is is Greg Becker on the Hammered Dulcimer.
Yeah, seriously, you guys. Yeah, that is one of my favorite.
That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just going to go with Girls Trips.
For sure. Absolutely for sure. That's in your top three of life as well.
And it's good to get away.
Yep.
And it's good to come home.
It is. Exactly. Both.
You need that absence sometimes too.
Yep. Yep. You need a break and then you're ready to get back and you're, you know,
be a good wife again.
Yeah. Well, be at least a little.
Or mediocre. At least a mediocre.
Average. Yeah. Average. Just shoot for average. Don't be too. Oh gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. I'm getting all the holiday feels, man. So it's getting to be a good time of year. It's really getting to be good. So excellent. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thanks for just sticking with us every week and coming on here. And we really enjoy sharing with you guys and hope that you are having a fantastic week and getting ready for however your family celebrates things. And just, as Joni said, they'll leave you with the good word of just take a minute, you know, every day, take a minute. It's to stop, to pause, to sit outside with a little cup of coffee and just be grateful.
Breathe. You grateful. Really, you have to be intentional about that.
You do. You do.
It has to be, you know, planned and just like.
Yep. And it doesn't have to be real long though. I will say that.
No.
Even the little time scattered, you know, a couple times, you know, that really makes an impact. So don't feel like you have to do a big, you know, hour long.
No, I'm not saying that. No.
Yeah.
But you do have to be intentional about, you know, okay, I'm taking 5-10 minutes before work, after work, something and just go pause for a minute. Otherwise, that time slot's going to get filled up.
It gets filled. Yep.
With nothingness, really, you know.
Yep.
So
that's for
all
sure.
All right. So Holly, I'm going to give you a little bit of homework. You ready?
Oh, man.
Okay. So next week.
Do you not understand that I'm busy?
I do, but next week's going to be our our last episode before Thanksgiving, right?
Yep.
Because we're going to take off the
We're taking
the
off that week. Yep.
I just want us to think about, I don't know, table settings or games or things, you know, what to make Thanksgiving. Let's give them some Thanksgiving tips.
Okay.
For next time.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Let me write that down. On my 1 million lists I have in the notebook. All right. Thanksgiving. Okay. I already thought of one little thing that was cute. Okay. Then the games, et cetera. Okay. Good. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Until next week, guys, we will see you then. Goodbye, cornbread.
Corn dip.
What?
I said, see ya, corn dip.
I didn't hear the see ya part. I just heard corn dip. And I'm like, are we just doing that
now? Corn dip. It may be after this weekend.
Maybe we're just doing
about
that.
Kill me.
That's fine. Whatever.
Words hard.
Words hard. Oh, gosh. All right. I'm going to let you go. I'm sure you've got to go chill and unpack your bag.
Oh, I got to unpack.
Oh, I know.
Yep.
That's all right, though.